this man did not obtain these 8 or 9 years and what he has achieved today by getting it from a silver plate. The man has traveled a thorny and painful road to where he is today. The man, first of all, has struggled for the improvement of the lives and freedoms of the people of Zimbabwe with him.
Mr. Mangongera, your take on today?
Well, I think that without a doubt, if one is to go through the history of Zimbabwe, and whenever the history of the country will be written and wherever it has been written, I think that the contribution of the likes of, you know, President Mugabe, you know, John Gomo, amongst other nationalists, the history goes without mentioning their name, you know. But I think that, you know, also it's important that he's celebrating his 89th birthday. You know, we congratulate him. It's his private life. I personally don't think that it's something that should grip the nation to the point where, you know, we see the kind of, you know, gushing eulogies that were, for instance, in today's Herald. It's not a national holiday. It's a private affair. I think that Mr. Mugabe has made his contribution to the history of Zimbabwe, but I think that it's time for him to retire and leave the country to be run by, you know, other people who are younger, who have a much broader vision of where they would want to see the country.
Honorable Mandu, your response: should President Mugabe retire now at this age?
First of all, I would like to correct my fellow comrade, Mr. Mangongera, that the 21 February of any year in our calendar, in our national calendars, all national calendars, it's not a public holiday. 21st February, we celebrated, some of us, because we emulate what our great leader did for us. About retirement, these are processes. And if you check in our new constitution, which we are going to vote yes on the 16th of March, it is him, our leader, President Robert Mugabe, who actually suggested that after every 5 years, any incoming president would serve at least 5 years and a maximum of 10 years, 2 5-year terms.
But Honorable Mandu, what of the issue of succession in ZANU-PF? Is the party prepared to move in such a direction?
So we don't have any shortage of personnel to take over, to succeed President Mugabe. That is why we have got a structure, a firm structure, with the president, vice president, the national chairman, secretary for administration, etc. That is our hierarchy, and we follow that. And in this case, the time will come. Why do we need to rush? Where are we rushing to? Zimbabweans, if we look at the Lancaster House Constitution, and if you look at our current constitution, it doesn't give the maximum age where one should retire. It only gives the entry point.
Mr. Mangongera, I'll ask you, some are saying that from their view, ZANU-PF might not be prepared for a succession. What's your view on that issue?
I think that, you know, it's about political culture and where ZANU-PF is coming in terms of its history and its way of doing things. But I think that coming to the issue of succession within the party, look, you know, President Mugabe is 89. He has been at the helm of the party for more than 30 years. And that in itself, for me, is quite telling in terms of whether this party is prepared to see some kind of leadership renewal for caring in the party. I have not seen it. I have seen leaders being changed at the lower ranks of the party structure, particularly the vice presidency. And a lot of this has been a result of deaths, natural deaths. It has not been a conscious effort to rejuvenate the party.
Let me have Honorable Mandu come in here and respond to that.
There is no such thing as a struggle or pressure from the MDCs. I would say this was discussed in our Politburo, led by His Excellence. That is why my party is advocating for a yes vote.